Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Lummi, what were the rules? You said there was a list of how many rules that you got in your trapper?
There's about seven or eight.
Well,
because I combined one of them. So there's eight rules.
All right, so these are the rules. Now, Seth, I need you to, I mean, if I was to be fair and not beating up and targeting Anna, which we just got some data back yesterday. People don't lie. People think I'm a dick.
Yes.
I've been saying that for months.
Blitz had all these pie charts and everything out.
And you didn't listen to me.
Finally convinced me. And so, Seth, would you also agree to these rules, too? Because I have to make it fair.
The rules for the drive?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you're on the
screen. Oh, so everything I have to do and take, Seth does as well?
Oh, no. Yeah.
That's what he means, by the way, agreeing to.
No.
Thank you for clearing up what I was agreeing to. No.
Dialed in.
Everybody
knows how to dial themselves in. So you're going to get yourself dialed in. Everybody knows their own body, what it would take to travel for 2 hours in a vehicle and not be a dick. And feel good about it. Enjoy the ride. Chill. Everybody knows what their dial-in situation is. And yes, I can promise you, Seth will be dialed in. Seth, you'll be dialed in, right?
I have to be.
Right.
Yeah.
Anna, you're the only one that's fighting the dial-in. And I know how to dial you in.
Go ahead, Seth.
Well, I was gonna say, you know, I'm dialed in by a doctor. I'm prescriptioned. I know what I'm doing here. You're on the street level, so
No. That's what you're trying to put on me. Definitely homeopathic, all organic stuff for me.
It's homeopathic.
Oh, okay.
Not from the health food store.
Well, it's that too.
It's from the health food store.
It's from the health. Everything I do is, you know, like flaxseed and seaweed oil. Right, folks? Right.
We went to Roanoke. We get it done.
My apologies.
Let's go. Seth might indeed have prescriptions for his stuff, but prescriptions aren't needed for my stuff. Not illegal.
Oh, I don't care about prescription stuff. I'm just saying, I feel like in order to explain what I need to explain, I'm breaking one of the former rules. Because I know I'm not supposed to talk about period stuff, but just letting you know, like, I might be gimmicked up on my own stuff. And I can't be messing with your stuff.
You can't be gimmicked up on my dog.
My dog is not, you can't.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to be, I shouldn't be, for example, drinking and be on ibuprofen.
Oh,
that's
sure
not the move.
Oh, my God. So
are you one of those people that actually read the ibuprofen back
you
label?
You drink Four Loko and do rails, and you're worried about ibuprofen?
I've done Four Lokos, you schmuck.
I mean, come on, man. If you were to look at ibuprofen, fine print, they'd say it, you know, it could kill you at a moment's notice.
Like, I just don't feel comfortable doing it. Why
are
you
the murmur?
Stop force feeding
me? Is it because of the murmur?
Yes.
All right.
Thank you for reminding me.
My stuff.
I forgot about it.
Hold on. My stuff doesn't hurt a murmur. Your stuff is murmur. You better be worried about your stuff before you're worried about my
about
stuff.
Advil?
The stuff I'm going to give you will not make your heart explode. The stuff that you do will.
Well, here's the thing. Can
roll
I take
right through that goddamn murder? Murmur.
Can I take half of the gimmick? Because I know it consists of two things.
No, we're going to talk about it.
Okay.
Wait, so you're not drinking?
Well, I don't want to drink on the way there because if I have to make urine, again, another one of the rules is you can't urine stops.
Yeah, she has the world's smallest bladder.
Yeah, so.
All right, hold on. If I'm in a good mood because you've followed the rules, by the time it's to pull over to Love, I always pull off at the Loves in Auburndale. By the time we get to Auburndale,
we'll
go into the Loves.
Okay.
It's a sure thing if you followed the rules prior to that, yes. We'll stop. Plus, there's an Arby's there.
Yeah.
I love
You can get a big roast beef sandwich, Anna.
Absolutely.
Wonderful. Kosher delight.
Give me a beef and cheddar, cuzzo.
Ooh, yeah.
You might have to leave me there, Bubba. I'm getting
some
sick.
I'm
getting sick thinking about this Arby's truck stop in Auburndale.
So anyway, listen. Let's try to go through these rules that I came up with.
Okay.
Yes, Anna, I guess we can talk them out a little bit.
All right, cool.
And at the end of the day, Anna, if you don't want to be on the Screenshot Express, you don't have to be.
No, I'm going, whether you like it or not.
You can stay home.
Yeah, don't bust me up.
No, I'm going.
Go ahead. Let me go ahead. Let's
okay, we'll meet at Studio 3:30. Leaves 3:45. No questions asked. If you're not here by 3:45, you're not on the bus.
If you're not on the bus by 3:45.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I'm going to tell you now, the front gate at 3:45, I'm hitting, I'm opening up the front gate and instructing the driver of the Screenshot Express to make a left down Nassau. We're out. If you would be coming down the street at 3:44, 58.
Might as well just follow you there. I got it.
Exactly.
Oh, right. Real quick, Dr. Dan wants to know if Reagan will be on her period too.
I don't know. I don't think. I mean, we may be synced up, but she is. She just has it. There's no symptoms with her. But you might have two bloody bitches in the car.
Oh my God.
So. Okay. Well, number two. Congratulations,
Dan
Bubba.
Dan is such a pimp. All right.
Number two, no period talk at all.
Thank you. That should be yeah. We need to move that rule
now,
up.
Now here's the deal. We know, Anna, here's the deal. We know you're on your period.
I'm not right now, but it's any moment about to pop.
Let's talk about if
floodgates
if we
are about to
open. 2 days away.
If we were fast forward to.
We don't need a period pregame show.
I'm just letting you know.
I'm just saying what's going on. We know that you're gonna be on your period. So don't remind us that you're on your period.
Well, I know, but if you're just trying to feed me stuff, that's maybe why I don't want to take it.
Just stop, God.
Sorry.
Being such a scaredy cat. My Lord, your period isn't that touch and go. It's a period.
I know, but sometimes it's an ordeal. Sometimes I'm
tubes.
In a lot of pain.
Isn't it your fallopian tubes are opening up and releasing an egg and you're shedding the
egg?
My
uterus is bleeding, but yes.
Yeah, but you're shedding a monthly egg.
Yeah, I'm shedding.
And an indica takes care of that bloating and
pain.
Yeah,
that's why I was like, can I take half of the gimmick?
Stop. Please just stop disclosing.
No, I'm saying the weed helps the period.
Shut your fat face over there, Seth.
Me?
Yeah, you already stole my closet full of 20s.
I'm trying. I went for a walk yesterday. I'm trying to lose weight, okay? I know I'm fat.
I know, so shut your fat face up for a minute while I'm talking about this.
Jesus.
Trying to say what a half is and what a three quarters and what sativa and indica do to verse yippee-os.
Well, I got her. I'm trying to get her squirreled off. She keeps talking about how she's going to be, on the monthly visitor all over Dr. Dan's car.
But she tries to put so much on, like, oh, I can't party because I'm having my... You can party if you're on your period. Jimmy bitches party when they're on their period.
She can't drink because she's going to take my dolls. She's going
to
drink. But.
Well, I'm not drinking for two reasons. One is because I will probably have to pee a lot and I don't want to have that happen. I'm not even going to drink water. No water.
Listen, I might be in a real good mood and be like, hey, man, if we need to stop two times, who cares?
Oh, wow.
That's not happening, just so you guys know.
Okay.
Bubba, you're going to have a dehydrated Zika on your hands here if you don't let her drink. I mean, just let her have some water or whatever, because then we're going to have a dehydrated...
I just wish... Anna.
Yes. We're dead on the way home. Just... Oh, I didn't drink anything because I don't want to stop and make Bubba mad.
What's the other rules, Lummy? I feel...
Consume. Bring your own beverages to consume.
Right.
We're aware of that. Yeah.
Pee before getting in your car.
All right.
We will not be stopping for you.
These are very Gestapo-like, are they not?
Yeah, it's making me and probably Seth uncomfortable.
Talk to Bubba before getting in car. You have to do a Bubba setup to get on the Big Red Screenshot Express.
There you go. I mean, if we can just have a little meeting, if you could get here at 3:30,
we'll be here by 3:30.
I don't want to be cutting it close.
We'll be here at 3:30.
Me, you, and Reagan can have a little, Screenshot Express meeting but you need to be natural when you get here.
May I ask a question?
Yeah. Oh no.
I mean, I need you clean. When you get here, I don't want anything in your system.
No, we'll be clean, Willie.
Your fallopian discharge.
Okay. Even that grossed me out.
That's gross.
Is that not what it is?
No, you're right. If I am unable to take the gimmick, may I please suggest that Reagan take both hers and mine?
No, my God.
So we can double her up.
No.
I feel like that's fair.
No. I know exactly what Reagan needs. I know exactly what you need. Just trust me, okay? Have I ever, done anything shady with you or anything? Like, I'm going to make you pass out so I can
I mean,
you know, digitally stimulate you or something. Like, I'm not, I don't have any of that in
mind.
Oh,
my God.
No, like, I'm not, like, I hope you don't think that well, I'm trying to, like, cop a feel on the fried eggs.
The thought's in your head, so it's there.
No.
Yeah, no, I know.
You're still
isn't digital stimulation always in your head? I mean, isn't it always back there somewhere?
No.
You're a liar.
Digital stimulation? No, it's not, Bubba. Making out is always in the back of my head.
Yeah, I pretty much everything else except for that.
Okay, what you do with your mouth, I do with my finger.
I would consider making out with a lifeless woman if she was up to par, but, you know, the
you like to make out, don't you?
Yeah.
Ew.
Nothing wrong with making out.
No.
No, we like to kiss, Bubba. Sorry that you don't, loser. Keep giving honor her rules. She can keep talking about her blood.
You wanted to call me an F-boy, did you not?
No.
Or a pig D.
Pig penis.
That's what he calls me sometimes.
That's what you call me when you're like, where's the podcast? And I go, ease up, big man. I'm taking a walk.
And I go, okay, F-boy, B-O-I.
I should post our screenshots one day.
They're bad.
Yeah.
They're really bad.
Just me telling you to screw off.
Yeah. All right, Anna. So listen, I need you and Reagan to be like substance free when you get here on Saturday, okay? Like, don't already have pre-partied with your Molly and all the stuff that you do, the illicit stuff you do.
Yeah.
Because we're going to go, you know, we're going to be natural and we're going to be legal with me.
Yeah.
Seth's on his own, and Dan's on his own island, too. I cannot think that Dan's going to, I'm like, you know, Dan, you get yourself dialed in. Seth, you get yourself dialed in. I can't be responsible.
I might
for
be
you.
On pain pills, though. What?
No, don't
I,
be on
You
pain
don't
understand.
Pills. Like, if it gets bad, Bubba, like, I'm in the fetal position.
Okay.
It gets bad.
Maybe.
Are so you one of those drama chicks about their period? Like, they just really go.
Sounds like
vomit.
It.
Oh, no, it's just really painful
like,
sometimes.
If I dated a girl
you know,
that was.
Painful childbirth!
If I dated a girl and she was in fetal position because of her period, I would be like, really? I mean, have you ever,
have you ever experienced it?
Have you ever had a kidney?
Yeah, that's what
have
I
you
thought.
Ever had a kidney stone?
Yeah, no, yeah, no. I have. I've had seven.
You've had seven kidney
yes,
stones?
Yes, I have.
For real?
Yeah.
And how do they feel?
It's like not good.
All right, what's worse, a kidney stone or a monthly period?
Well, it depends on the period.
That's a lie. You never had a kidney stone.
Yeah, girls don't get kidney stones.
That's not true.
And by the way,
can do everything guys can do.
Girls may get kidney stones, but your plumbing's not the same as ours, and so it doesn't tear you up like it tears us up.
By the way, if you're going to be in such bad shape, and I don't mean this in any bad way, but do you feel like it's good for you to go if you're going to be in such agony?
Yeah, exactly.
Here's the thing. It changes month to month. So sometimes I'm okay, but if I can catch
you?
It.
How about we just cancel you and let Reagan come? That's what everybody wants.
No.
Oh, did I say that out loud? My bad.
You were over her 5 seconds ago.
I know.
If I can time it right and I take the medicine at the right time, I should be fine.
Really? Like, all the women I know have dated, have been married to, have messed around with. Uh-huh. I mean, like, none of them, like, are, like, their period, like, they're that big of drama queens over their period.
I wish it wasn't so, but it is for me.
I've known a lot of women. So there's some women in there probably get it as bad as
and
you
a lot
do.
Of them are talking about their period to you because you want to hear about it.
Yeah, I know everything.
Okay.
Well, good thing this won't happen on the truck.
What's that, Lummy?
I said good thing this won't be happening in the trip with the period talk.
Yeah, we're getting it out now, so we don't have to discuss it.
But, I mean, like, I've never known a woman to go way over the top saying, like, I potentially may not even be able to travel.
In 2 days.
In two days, because I got this tsunami.
I dated a chick back in the day that was like that.
Those are just and those are snowflaking, you know, weak bitches.
Wait, so honestly, Anna, you have to
just snowflaking weak bitch.
You have to take pain pills for your
I take it every month just so I don't, in the event that cramps do come.
Well, it also gives you an excuse as to why you can always have a lot of pain pills around.
Exactly.
You know, no cop's going to check and say, you're like, oh, I get some Hydrica, whatever the hell, some Percocet.
Hydrocodone.
I get some Hydrocodone.
Oh, it's not like that.
Well, what kind of pain pills are we talking?
Just like a leave or something.
Oh, those aren't pain pills.
Those are like goddamn Flintstone vitamins to me.
Well, I don't take anything, so they help me.
Jesus.
Anything else?
We thought she was on Percocets.
Yeah. I'm on some Oxy 80s or something, crunched up Stevie Nicks.
But I take more than the recommended amount.
So
I'm a bad bitch.
Yeah,
so
she takes two.
So do I.
Yeah, you take more than four in 24 hours.
I'm taking six, baby.
I take if it says never exceed three, I'll take six right now, bitch.
Wow. Okay.
For real.
We don't know if that's good or not.
I know.
I'm as big as a goddamn rhino. Like, nothing's taking me down. Five Aleve ain't taking me down. Please.
So what's the name of the game, Bubba, to take Anna down so she doesn't annoy you too much, or no, to make sure she's not in pain?
Just to get her dialed in and get her mellow and cool as hell. That's it.
I feel like she'll be so happy if she's just not in agony.
If she listens to me, I'll just get her dialed in, cool and smooth. She'll be cool and smooth. More of one thing, less of the other. With a 1-2 people you don't even know about kicker.
What are the chances that she could just take six a leave and that'd be it?
Oh, okay, whatever.
I'm just asking.
Stupid. The dumbest stuff I've ever heard. If you want to scratch the surface on your fallopian discharge and your bad attitude, you better do what I'm telling you. A leave isn't going to scratch that. A leave can't psychologically make you a nicer person. It can only take your pain inside of your gut away from your vagina.
Your fallopian discharge and your bad attitude.
Yeah.
Because I will say,
leave, 5,000, a truckload full of a leave wouldn't do that. A few little my gimmicks and I got you dialed in.
I know.
Period, bitch? What?
On the Blitzkrieg Express, I'll be having 400 milligrams of a naproxen.
Yeah.
I'll be going like crazy.
On the Blitz Express, whatever that is. And Blitz has also got one of those, like, he's got, like, Norcan, and he's got, like, welding assembly stuff, and he's got, like, those things that can shock your heart back to life. He's got a whole thing on his...
Does he have adrenaline?
I may need that.
He does.
I do have all that.
He does. I'm not kidding you. He's got that... Remember that needle they stabbed in the bitch's heart on Pulp Fiction?
Yeah.
He's got that, too.
Does Dr. Dan have Narcan? One of those?
Yes, of course, please.
Yeah, it's in the safari.
I mean, I think we should have that stuff. Bubba, I mean, I just feel
I don't
like...
need one of those heart needles.
Is it Narcan?
No.
I have Narcan, but no, the paddle thing you're talking about is an AED. I do have one of those.
All right,
as well.
But I'm talking about in Pulp Fiction. Remember they
stabbed? Wasn't that adrenaline that they gave her?
Yeah, we don't have any of that.
I do in my car.
Isn't that for an overdose?
Exactly.
So that's what's
a leave
in,
girl.
Well, so adrenaline is what's in an EpiPen, and I do carry EpiPens as well.
Whatever. Then go down his.
How do I get on a Blitz Express?
Hey, Blitz, let's get off my truck. Get on yours.
He's got more medicine.
Should have that heart adrenaline deal right ready to go at any time. He's going to need that about the time you go to the Arby's on Love.
Screw a first aid kit. Blitz can bring you back to life.
As soon as you pull into Arby's and you're going to the drive-thru Arby's and Seth's freaking out, you just stab him in the heart with one of those adrenaline deals. He's like, I think a goddamn beef and cheddar. Bubba, you're saying Dr. Dan is now contacting you privately through text, trying to add rules to the Screenshot Express?
Manson, quit calling me 10,000 bits. quit calling me another 10,000 bits. 20,000 total.
Oh, my God. Manson, quit calling me.
What does that mean?
I don't know, but it's a great screen name, only second to Donna's bald spot. Lummy.
Yes,
what are the new? Now, did Dan get a hold of you, or is he saying this on chat?
No, he was saying it so I could add it to my list.
Where was he telling
answer the question.
My phone. My phone. Sorry, my ball shirt. So I cheered 1,000 bits on my phone.
All right. So okay, and he said, "Please add." Can you read it to me exactly? I want to know if he said a please or a thank you, or was it more of a demand type deal?
He said, please.
And
don't
embellish it.
I won't.
Okay?
Please ask if Reagan is going to be on her period as well. Tell Anna to bring a towel to sit on. Rule number 9.
All right, that's not happening. That's mean, and that's being a Dan dick. That's being a dick. That's being Dickie Dan.
Not even that bad.
And it's Big Red's car. Who cares?
Is that moon blood shaming to make a woman bring a towel?
Yeah, like it is moon blood. You must sit on towel.
Yeah.
Yes, I'll be plugged up. It's not going to be a problem.
It's not pro lady.
She can't say plugged up, by the way, also. She can't say that.
Creatine Travis, 5,000 bits.
Thank you, my man. Hold on.
So, it's creatine, isn't it?
Yes, yeah. Creatine.
What'd I say?
Creatine.
Creatine.
Whatever.
It's creatine.
It's close enough.
You could probably call Mike his real name if you wanted. I don't know. Lummy, so Dan has wanted to add Anna must sit on a towel.
Yes.
Unsavory character with 25 bits.
My ball shirt, so I cheered 1,000 bits.
Did you get the creatine 5?
Yeah.
How the whole talk started.
Lummy?
Yes, sir.
Dan's potential addition to the rules. First one, Anna brings a towel.
Okay, I'll cross that out.
Well, first one, is Reagan going to be on her period?
I'll ask her today.
No, don't even ask.
No, I'll ask.
It sounds like the Sexual Harassment Express is what it sounds like.
No kidding.
My Lord.
That's
Dan,
why
hopefully you can defend all of our actions.
on his walled out beaver with 1,000 bits.
Anna, maybe that is why, and I'm going to be clinical about this, but maybe some of your hard period pains come from the fact that you're not sexually active. Maybe a sexually active girl conditions those muscles a little differently. I don't know.
Helps relieve it. My balls hurt, so I cheered 1,000 bits.
Thank you, Lum Lum.
What do you know? Lummy is right there.
Lummy knows. He's got the...
Well, Ashley is maybe on something right now, and, you know, we make sure we take care of it.
Mm-hmm. What does that mean?
So the cramps aren't as bad.
It does help.
No one is in the mood for sex when they're cramping.
That's not true. Duck throws are sick with 1,000 bits.
No.
Not when they're cramping,
when it's
maybe,
painful, you don't want to do anything.
Lummy, you're
saying that you have sex a lot while Ashley's on the period?
Well, you do it before to get the...
Started.
So, yeah, you don't have cramps. Yes. You're not taking Midol. And then, you know, you kind of do it. Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't even know.
Do you take
Lummy's right.
Do you test the waters mid...
Nancy, quit calling me 1,000 bits.
mid event, do you test the waters?
Nah, you just always check it after and just jump in the shower.
Yep.
You know what I do, Bubba? I don't. My deal is that when I do it with Phoebe, because sometimes she gets a little randy towards the end of hers, I will not look whatsoever, and she will escort me to the shower and put me in the shower.
Did she leave your blindfold on?
And I'll keep my eyes closed until it's okay for me to look and everything's washed off. Yeah.
I kind of have the similar deal, although I do not like doing it during that period. But in case then I close my eyes as hard as I can and run to the shower because you can feel it.
My balls hurt, so I cheered 1,000 bits.
Can feel it on you. You can feel the moon blood.
Well, sometimes Phoebe will be like, oh, it's not that bad. And I'm like, yeah, right. You're not tricking me into looking.
I'm not opening up my eyes. Take the ball gag out, too, and the blindfold.
I'm never opening them up.
So what Dan's first set of rules are two. I mean, well, first of all, I don't know about Reagan and her period. I'm not asking.
I'll ask her.
No, don't. Please don't.
That's
Nancy,
weird.
Quit calling me 5,000 bits. All new money.
Woo-hoo! New money.
New money, new money, new money.
So do not ask Reagan about her.
Well, I'll just ask for my own. I'm curious, I want to know if we're syncing it up. Okay, or not. Or not.
Hey, before you go ride with a bunch of dudes to Orlando, they all wanted to know if you were going to be on your period.
No, I'm going to ask just for my own.
Nothing screams like getting raped at mile marker 10 more than... More than the girl that disclosed that she wasn't on her period.
Yeah, we're good.
One of the girls is our coworker. She doesn't like having sex or giving oral to anybody, and she's on her period. The other girl is cute. Everybody thinks that she's cute, and she's not on her period. I mean, right? Nothing lays it out there like that.
My balls hurt, so I cheered 1,000 bits.
So don't even ask her, okay?
All right, I won't.
Whatever.
All right.
And two, you don't have to sit on a towel.
Oh, cool. Thanks.
But you do have to dress in a sheet.
Dan thinks that we're running a prison camp here.
Okay. Oh, what was the other thing Dan suggested?
Well, yeah, there's two others, Lummy?
One other and then a comment.
All right, okay.
Please make sure Anna gets a Gatorade bottle to pee in.
That's a bad idea.
Anna's non-walled out beaver with 1,100 bits.
Yeah, we're not going to make a girl pee in a great Gatorade can.
It's going to be messy.
Right.
Dan's really trying to take us back to before women had the right to vote, I think, with this trip.
Dan thinks it's circa 1956. Dan thinks this is a 1956 throwback sock hop.
That's what many refer to as the good old days.
Yeah. Dan thinks it's a Buddy Holly sock hop we're going to.
Big man, 028, 1,500 bits.
All right.
Dan's going to buy bungees today to tie him to the roof.
What other... before the women's movement rule stand out?
That was it for the rules. And then when Anna said she would be in the fetal position, he said it's nothing more than doggy style on the side. And that was it.
My God, has Dr. Dan had sex with a woman in the fetal position?
I don't know.
Dr. Cruz's sake, 1,000 bits. And Nancy, quit calling me with 1,000 bits.
I don't know what Dan's deal is.
That's
here.
Freaky,
isn't
Bubba?
That weird that he sees a woman in pain and his first thought is like, oh, I'd like to have basically doggy style on the side.
No, that's not weird.
None of that is our opinion of the Diaco family or me. That's Dan going rogue and being dumb.
But he's not wrong because I had to get into the fetal position for my procedure. And, I mean, essentially they did have,
You're in the Buffalo stance.
They did.
I understand, but you having a rectum procedure is far different than a woman having her monthly discharge.
Yes, no, I get it. I just
You're just so scarred by that situation. Like, you always want to bring it back.
No, I
so
just
we can try to heal.
No. I was in that
you
position.
You heal by talking about
I was
it.
In the. I don't heal at all. It makes me more shook. No, I was in the fetal position, and I'm saying it was like I was. They had sex with me.
They did.
They had sex with me. So, Dr. Dan is correct.
And it was, it has forever changed you. You're freaked out over this thing, aren't
because
you?
Because it didn't work, and I keep getting more bills.
Now, were you crying during a procedure?
Seth, and I'd pay the $198.
He was screaming.
He was crying after
Seth,
the
procedure. Seth, did you go, when they put the cheese grate, the thing, when they put the
Voltron 4000.
When they put the probe.
Yeah.
Inside of your rectum, all medical terms. Did you go,
yes.
Like, for real?
Yes. Like, not like the exact way you did it, but it was more like a, I tried, yeah.
Oh, like,
it got
like that.
It got worse. Yeah, it was like,
and then they go, it's okay.
They're like, relax, let's make it worse. I was trying to relax, and it just was like, oh, okay. Bubba, I'm sorry.
But it is a lot harder when they start crying. Just put that out there.
I was sweating. He might have thought I was crying. Maybe it turned him on.
That's how I live my life.
didn't you say that there was like I forget what was playing, like
Boys of Summer?
Oh, I thought it was Ventura Highway that was playing.
Oh, Boys of Summer, I'll never forget it.
And you didn't have anybody there saying it's okay, it's gonna be okay.
No, there was a nurse. She was telling me I was doing great, Bubba, but I knew she was lying. I read people. She was lying.
She could tell that you were absolutely freaked out.
I was screaming. I was scaring the other patients in the office that were there to get their weed.
Now, wouldn't you be freaked out if you were there just trying to pick up a little indica and you heard this in the background? You'd be like, man, what is going on down there, right?
Yeah, yes. If I heard that the first time I went.
Like, what are you? I thought this was a weed store.
Manson, quit calling me 1,000 bits.
Seth's having serious flashbacks. You're doing good, Seth. You're doing good. You're doing good. You're there. Just you're gonna feel a little tug. Okay. Oh, I know. It's gonna be okay. The doctor's almost done. He's giving me that thumbs up. He's now swirling it around.
Oh.
They're now cutting your hemorrhoids out right now.
Lummy, how are you into this as pleasure, man?
Bigwood Greater Man, 1,100 bits.
How is Lummy into this for pleasure?
I could tell you a pleasure when I saw you outside of the office. You got a smile.
The pain in my butthole is gone. Hell, I try to parody me.
Oh, man.
So now you've gone to Dr. Diaco and said, Dan, you know, can I get your dad, who's a very much an established general surgeon?
No, he offered.
And
yeah, he offered his dad. He said, yeah. And I haven't taken him up on the offer yet.
My dad would look at that.
He said he's gentle. I trust Dr. Dan.
I would.
Yeah, I'm
have
very
no problem with that happening. It just sucked that you had to go through this in order to be able to get checked out by that. Don't you wish you just would have got checked out by that and not had to go do that?
No, because Dr. Dennison specializes in, you know, clearing up internal hemorrhoids. So I'm not going to be like, hey, come, you know, I go to Dr. Dan for a couple of other things.
If you had
but
internal hemorrhoids before you're going to go get them wallered out, you should have said, Dan, can you, they're trying to waller me out with this thing that I had to buy, this machine.
Why don't you take a peek?
Can you at least tell me if this is this common? Have you heard of this before?
Do you think Dr. Dan really, like, I know he's a doctor and he's seen it all, but do you think he really wants to explore my issues in that area?
Yeah, he's good. Like, if he can help, I don't think he would have given the exam. I think he would have maybe referred you to a guy.
Oh, okay.
That I don't think he would say, okay, Ben, all right, just let me get some lube. I don't think he's going to go in there.
It's going to be like a casting couch episode.
Let's be real. Dan's not using lube.
Yeah, I don't think Dan was.
I don't care anymore. The guy used lube before and it didn't work.
If there was to be an inspection, I think that he would have his father do it because his father was a general surgeon and probably did those type of procedures.
Imagine getting that call from your son. Hey, Dad.
Yeah?
Can you look at my friend's butt?
I'm retired.
Seth Gerthy butt auger, 1,000 bits.
What is that? What the hell is that?
It's money, man.
What's a butt auger?
It's an auger for your butt.
What's an auger? I don't know what an auger is.
Is that what they put it?
No, an auger is something that drills.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay, great.
It's your probe.
And like,
great.
Like you could use it. Like I have to use an auger to dig a fence post.
I got it. I get it. What an auger is.
Like a 6-inch or an 8-inch auger.
Yeah. Well, they essentially what they did to you is they put an auger in your rectum, mm-hmm. and then they moved it and it took off, you know, probably layers of your rectum lining.
Yeah.
And then it was going to cauterize. It's supposed to cauterize, which it heals over. You know, like scab and or cauterizes, and then it causes that issue to rejuvenate, and you've, you know, now don't have hemorrhoids anymore.
And the weed doctor didn't do it right.
And the guy that sells you your Charlotte's Web, a 9-pound hammer willy, probably shouldn't be the guy that's also...
Dan's in the chat, and he said he would start out with a little sweet talk first.
Oh, again, good God.
This is, Dan, go to, you know what, go to work.
We buddy. Can't talk about it.
Stop. You're Dan.
Dan, come on. This is not, this is...
I like it.
Oh, guess what? Remember the guy that would hook a jetpack to
that we just talked about the other day?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That guy?
Yep.
Remember we were like, oh, this is cool.
Yep.
Oh, he died.
He did.
He's dead.
Yeah, but Bubba, he died doing what he loved.
And they got it on film?
When you hook up jetpacks to your back, I mean, you know, this could go bad fast.
Mm-hmm.
The incident occurred in Dubai on November 17th, according to a Jetman Dubai statement.
The Jetman Dubai is the company. That's why.
Now, does Jetman Dubai Blitz think that everybody in, you know, 50 years are going to have these jetpacks?
No.
So what's the end result? We just want to be the first that jetpacks willies?
Because, well,
I mean, you're not going to be able to massive make these
They're like an air show team.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And this is, they make so much money that they have enough money to fund, you know, let's
correct.
See if we can fly a human 300 miles an hour with a set of jetpacks.
Yes.
Can you imagine if we really could jetpack? Seth would be so, like...
You kind of can now if you...
He'd forget to put fuel at it, and he'd
I'm not really...
the bridge.
Bubba, I'm barely into driving a car. I don't think jetpacking's for me.
That's true. I think you're right.
One Florida bow hunter, 1,000 bits.
I don't think jetpacking's for me.
I don't think the jetpacking life's
you know
for me.
You know your limitations?
Yeah, yeah.
So Blitz, how did it?
Well, I think
specifically
this video
say,
might show, if you like fast forward a little bit, it might show it actually flying around and stuff.
Napa Mike, 1,000 bits.
Is this it right here?
No, the one you were just playing.
It looked like it was not. It looked like it was done playing, but I think I stopped.
No, you just closed it.
Hey, how did he? What happened?
Anyway, the guy that straps jets to his back died.
Did he like go to a mountain or something? Like how bad was it? You know, yeah. Was his demise?
Blitz, did you see this? And did he go into like
a,
was he?
He
know, like
a
training,
building?
And he fly him side to side of a mountain.
Was
or
it
did
user
he hit a,
error? Was it the
did he hit a bridge?
I don't know. I just saw
breakdown.
That he died, and then we like we had just talked about it a couple days ago.
Yeah, I like to know how he died, and boy, do they have any? I guarantee you, Blitz, that they always had that thing GoPro'd up because they're always making promotional videos of the jet man.
No,
I guarantee
so
you they
flew all the time.
Is this the guy that was from like Denmark or something?
I don't know.
The one that had the funny accent.
I don't know.
No.
This is a French guy.
I would just love
that. They had another guy named Jeb Corliss, and he did the one with the wingsuit through the mountains and stuff, but he's dead too.
God.
There's got to be footage of him smashing into a side
Jesus,
of a deal or something.
The Jeb Corliss, there is videos of him hitting the mountain.
Oh, man.
And then tumbling
You'd
want
to see that?
Yeah, immediately. But I don't know that it would be responsible.
No,
I
feel like you can't show
it. Oh, no, we're
one
not going to show
it. Bow hunter, 1,000 bits.
Oh, we're not going to show it, but I'd certainly... I mean, Seth, even privately, I'm like, hey, Seth, we can't show it on the show, but do you want to see the jetpack guy go inside the mountain?
No.
Can you watch that really gruesome stuff, like beheadings? And
no.
I can't.
I cannot watch beheadings for some
and
reason.
And why can
for
you?
For some reason.
Well, how about you, Anna?
No, absolutely not. No, I can't even watch Lemmy getting choked out.
You watch guys banging donkeys.
It was blurred out.
Oh, whatever.
It was blurred out.
Blitz, does beheadings freak you out, too?
Yeah, I don't watch any of that stuff.
Yeah, I don't watch any
That's
of that
sick.
Stuff. Like, if I ever, like, it would get, would I'm stopping.
Like, those, like, Faces of Death movies and stuff?
Yeah,
half
I
of
know.
It's fake, I still don't watch it.
I don't like it. But a real video of a guy flying into the side of a mountain, if it was, like, not, if I didn't, you know, I think that would be kind of cool.
No. Oh, my God, Bubba.
No.
Kind of cool?
No, I don't want to watch people die ever in anything. It's
I
not
don't either.
Well,
hi, I'm Donald Trump. I will not lose Wisconsin. I'll spend $3 million of my own money. Is he spending $3 million of his own money?
That's nothing for
him. It's probably the campaign money.
What's going on right now?
President Donald Trump's campaign. Okay, his campaign has officially paid $3 million for a recount. Well, Donald's so full of himself, I could see him be like, I'll pay for it myself. I did not lose. I won everything.
Well, there's a threshold where you can ask for a recount. They do it for free. And there's another one where if you pay for it, they'll recount.
So he's in the pay.
I'm assuming that's the deal.
Yeah.
Pay to play.
Has he had any progress in any of the states that he's trying to get?
Not really.
They claim, but again, they've shown nothing thus far.
Do you think he's hindering, you know, the next presidency by not doing a transfer of power, or is he still have all the rights in the world to go through with this?
He's blocking the transition team from getting access to information that usually they have by now.
Listen, I don't think that he's going to make it easy for Biden, which I think is a mistake. I think he just needs to listen. I think even the most hardcore Donald Trump supporters need to say it's time to be classy and build your legacy up a little bit. Try to repair your legacy just a tad and make the transition a little more gentlemanly.
There's a lot of people online that are way into the whole, like, Trump won by millions of votes, and we need to do this and that. And there's a lot of people out there.
And I'm all for, like, listen, I'm all for not being just a be-told-what-to-do sheep kind of guy and just throw your hands up and quit. But
yes,
I think there comes a point, man.
The only proof we've seen, really, is, like, hey, this guy filled out 6 ballots when he shouldn't have. There's not, like, the, hey, this is 300,000 counts off.
There's not been anything that I've seen that would have made a difference.
Would have swayed the results.
Right.
Yeah.
Thus far. We don't know, but at this point, I just want to move on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. At this point, like, you know. And man, if he had something other than the little minor things that he has, like if he had a big red herring.
Of course.
Then I'd be like, you know, fine.
Yeah, most people just want a fair election. Yes. You know, that's it. And if the result is Biden, then it is what it is, you know.
And listen, I've been screwed by the system as well. I mean, it's just like sometimes you can't fight City Hall.
Yeah.
And it's just like, oh, you got you got snookered. You got screwed. I think Donald Trump got screwed. I think that he was a lot to do with his own demise, though. I mean, I think the first debate hurt him, and I think
it's kind of hard to win when, like, every big tech company is against you, and they actively campaign on their sites against you.
No, I know it's. I agree.
One Florida bow hunter, 1,000 bits.
I agree, but I think now that he could really go out more pimpalicious, if you will.
Yeah, he might go to war with Iran.
Yeah, now, so I did see an article. I did see an article that I was supposed to cover yesterday. I don't know if I kept it around or not, but where various countries now feel that we're more vulnerable now because, you know, we got some old guy.
Yeah, Iran is starting up some banned centrifuges that they said they wouldn't.
Security officials worry Israel and Saudi Arabia may see the end of Trump as their last chance to go to war with Iran. So, I mean, is the entire world potentially going to start screwing with each other?
Of course.
We were always kind of the one that keep people in check, so to speak, the threat of us being involved. But now, I mean, you know, they're going to be like, man, the guy that's at the wheel now is a real pussy, real snowflake. Our intel is that he's a real pussy, a real snowflake, and
no, it's the opposite. Like, Trump or Biden's going to be the pussy because wants.
That's what I'm saying. The guy that's fixing to take over.
Oh, fixing. Yeah. You're right.
This is a real, like, you know.
Plus, our country will be in lockdown, so our troops probably can't do anything.
There's going to be some mad African American woman from California. It seems like running the whole deal.
Mm-hmm.
We might be able to, you know, get
Kamala?
A couple. Isn't that her?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, yes. I just want to let you know, some really mad girl from California is running it. People don't like her either.
Is that Dan's wife?
I don't know who it was.
Okay.
But I mean, you know, historically, don't Democrats cut funding to the defense? They usually aren't as pro.
It really depends. It really sways, because a lot of times, like, the Republicans are like the big stick people, and then that kind of shifted where they're kind of like the isolationist group.
All right. So, like, since our lifetime, say from like Clinton. Fault, you know, to Trump, to Biden, historically, who has been, you know, was Clinton big on military?
No, he cut the military way back.
All right. Was George W. big on military?
Yes, he was.
Mm-hmm. Lots of wars.
All right. Was
both Bushes.
Was Obama big on military?
Nope. He wasn't as bad as Clinton, but no, he was not. Every time, usually when Democrats get in the office, they cut the military way back.
So you could see where other countries would be like, man, you know what? This we got the real uptight guy out of there.
Pretty much.
Who liked to buy brand new stuff and parade it up and down the roads. Mm-hmm. And now we got
but
this
it's
one
also
dude
taking like, people taking people out
away.
Of war. Like, Trump didn't start any new wars. Ironically enough, even though he maybe ramped up the military.
Oh, no, listen, I don't have a problem with
yeah,
Trump.
I mean, they were talking about giving him a Nobel Peace Prize.
I'm concerned with the difference of how Biden will run the military, you know.
Yeah, we're getting back in the nuclear Iran deal. It's going to be a mess.
I'm concerned. I think Donald would be better suited for that.
Yeah.
Hello, who's this?
No, I just agreed on that.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, this is B. Fudd.
From CIO.
From CIO.
Seattle?
Remember about Obama. He actually do go to war, and he killed Bennett Lauer.
And he killed Bin Laden. Yes, he did.
Yep. And Bill Clinton, well, he don't have a chance to go to war. Because that was George W. Bush took over.
Ladies and gentlemen,
that
it's our
one.
Political. It's the BRN, the Bubba Army Radio political correspondent. Some networks have Stropolopoulos and we got
Wolf Blitzer.
Wolf Blitzer. We got B. Fudd from Seattle. Continue on, B. Fudd. Everybody's riveted with your political commentary. Go ahead, buddy.
And for that $3 million, what would you say? Yeah, you was right. No, Brits was right. Trump campaign pay for his Leo freight, and Trump supporter keep donate more money in it.
Yes, exactly. Donald Trump's campaign did pay $3 million.
He will get all that campaign money. Like.
Now who did you vote for? We try to stay middle of the fence here at the Bubba Army Radio Network, but our correspondent voted for who?
Well, this time I vote for Joe Bio.
You voted for Joe Bio, yes.
And yeah, I'm said stay all the lie Trump say, and you have to keep doing. Fast check
now,
on
now.
Be fun.
It's been brought to my attention that you may still talk a whole bunch of bad stuff about me and things like that. And I would hope that you didn't, and because I don't, tell you what shows that you can appear on. I don't have a problem with you being friends with anybody else. I don't give you a hard time, but
no,
I hope that you wouldn't. I hope that you wouldn't talk bad about me because I've been very nice to you.
I am not.
Okay, I hope people don't show me evidence of you saying some bad things about me. Because when you first left, you would say some very bad things about me on Twitter, would you not?
Oh yeah, and I'm not.
B. Fudd likes to bring up old stuff that might have been true.
What's that?
And sometimes he kind of jokes around that it sounds really bad. Well, I believe he's still banned in our chat room right now because of that.
B. Fudd, what did you say to get banned in our chat room?
I'll try to joke around. Ooh, let's see her boobies. Come on, and like that. And
what the hell?
Yeah, I don't remember. It was just pretty inappropriate.
Whose boobies?
Yeah, that, like that. Come on, baby, let's see your boobies. Let's shake it. And
who did he say that to?
Everybody. Oh. I don't know.
What the hell?
All the female.
Oh.
I see.
Oh, so like if you'd see, you'd be like, you'd see Miss Carrie baby, and you're like, oh, Miss Carrie, let me see your jugs, let me see your knockers.
Yeah.
They are pretty nice.
Yeah, let's kind of, maybe they'll let you back in. I don't know. That's not my world. Maybe they'll let you back in. Be fun, and you could be nicer this time.
Oh, I don't mind. I don't have to do that.
Oh,
yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, I don't have to.
Seth, he said, screw your chat. I really don't care.
Yeah.
Pretty pimp if you think you ask me.
He's getting by just fine without it.
Yes. So, I mean, Joe Biden's going to be the next president. I'm sure you're very excited about that.
Oh, yeah. Well, Joe Biden, don't forget, too, B. Fudd, what he's doing.
Yeah, B. Fudd used to be a big Trump guy.
Yeah, what happened?
Oh, yeah. Well, I still believe in that guy, but I'm glad the Senate and the House take.
You know what? You wonder why. You wonder why Trump lost and Biden won? Because this is the very. Mm-hmm. These are the people right here.
62.
Yeah, they let a 62 vote.
Yeah. They'll let a guy with an IQ of 62 vote, and he knows more about the election than the average guy rolling around.
he does.
Right, Seth? Like, he knows more than we do.
Yeah. Now, do you think if Biden gets in and the Democrats control the House and the Senate, you'll get more money?
Oh, yeah.
No.
You got your money locked in. You got your disability for life.
You get like what, $2,400 a month or something? You said.
Yeah. What? How much you get a month, B-Fudd?
No. 13. And refresh. I get 13 plus. I get my pension from the government.
And so much. So all in, how much free money do you get a month? All in.
13.
Hold on. You said you get a pension.
Not clocking my pension.
No, I understand.
Your pension.
His disabled. Yeah.
No. Well, that's
now. What now? Hold on.
No, a pension. Is the pension? Is that from your like father or something?
No, that's when he used to work at the library.
Now hold on. We got to get through this. So you get thirteen.
I was working for the government. That's how I'm getting my pension.
Oh yeah, Blitz. Remember but he got. Hold on, Blitz.
I'm not getting my pension.
He was working at some community like library or something, county job, and he did like a slip and fall gimmick. And yeah.
No.
I thought he hurt himself when he was doing carpet or whatever.
Drywall.
So what happened? Tell us the shit.
I cut the government job. Then I do the contractual pressure. Then I hurt my knee, get inside the van, grabbing a carpet.
Seth.
He was doing carpet. Yeah.
For the county.
No, not for the county.
Oh.
No, he quit the government job and started doing construction, and he hurt himself going into a van. But he was laying carpet at the time. You know, you got to kick the little thing for the carpet stretcher.
Yeah.
Yeah. Knee kicker.
Yeah, the knee kicker.
I call it the knee breaker.
Yeah, the knee breaker.
Knee breaker.
It will mess your knee up.
Right. So you know he worked out a couple months and able to get a high low disability. Yippee-o.
Correct.
You know, slip and fall at the job.
Now, how long did you work for the library?
No. Or the government is at six or something else.
6 or 7 years, and you get a pension from that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I need to get a new job.
Learn how to work, kid.
You're right. I need to.
So you went to the community center at the government.
Break my knee immediately.
So all in.
Well, I hate to tell you, Seth, but the BRN's paying you $3 a month for your disability.
Do you get now the $1,300 a month is the disability deal?
Yeah.
And then what else do you get?
What's your pension?
Oh, I don't want to talk about that.
Okay.
I'm doing good.
I'm doing good.
I got money in my checking, my saving.
Lots.
I'm good.
Like, how much money you think you got saved?
Way more than us.
Well, I finally have a MH call now.
You have a what?
You got an Amex card now.
Yeah.
I know. Well, they'll give an Amex card.
I think I'm doing pretty good.
All right, do you got 50?
Pay your bill, and that's how you get an Amex call.
Okay, do you got over 50,000 saved?
No.
I'm going to say
less.
You got between like 10 and 15.
Yeah, let's say.
Yeah, that's about right. Yeah.
So he's got 15 grand in the bank to the good, and is able to pay his monthly bills and live. You know, he's doing all right.
And you have to pay your credit card bills, and that's how you get your MH card.
Thank you for the credit report update there on how to get a credit card. Thank you.
Credit.
I actually used to have an American Express Black card.
So it's being fun now.
Yeah. All right, B-Fudd. Well, listen.
I know.
Hold on, B-Fudd. Do you know your credit score?
Company look at you, Bubba, and say, Bubba or a 62? We would go for a 62. This guy pay his bill on the time.
Do you know your credit score?
815.
Oh, my God.
It goes up that high?
Oh, yeah. Man, I used to have an 840.
Really?
I think it goes to 860.
Oh, I thought it stopped in the sevens.
No.
Oh,
no.
Wow.
I think I'm in the threes, though, right now.
In the threes?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, my God, Bubba, we got to fix you up.
No, I could care less. What am I ever going to need credit for?
Well, car insurance
no,
and things and
I'm
personal.
Good.
Well,
I'm
I mean, that's
buy through, a new car.
I'm running all that through Tara.
Will you sign off on a car for Bubba, B-Fud? Would you be a co-signer?
B-Fud.
Oh, okay, why not?
Okay, well, listen, thanks for calling.
Okay.
Thanks for calling, buddy, and we'll talk to you in a couple. We'll talk to you in a few weeks as Biden gets closer to the White House, okay, buddy?
Oh, okay, and see, I told you I was right on Jora that we flip to Democrat.
You were right.
You were right on Jora. Yes, you were.
Well, not North Kyle.
Yes.
I was close.
Close, very much so. That's why you're our political correspondent, my friend.
Okay.
We'll talk to you soon. Bye now. Thanks.
Manson, quit calling me 1,000 bits.